Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. There is a charge on my checking account of $29.99 from unlimited savings. And I have purchased nothing from you people. I purchased one item about a month ago. So I don't know why you are sending me a $29.99 charge when I haven't bought anything else.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May you please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Say again?
May you please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up the account?
You want the credit card number?
The zip code.
The zip code, 32822.
Yes. 32832?
32822.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
It's Orlando.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Anna, A-N-N-A. Last name is Poli, P as in Peter, O-L-I.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may you verify the address on this account for me for security purposes, please?
8123 ICET Drive, Orlando, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, man. Let me look over this account and see what's going on. Okay, let me get my supervisor over here so she can assist me real fast. Give me 1 second. Okay, hello, ma'am. Are you there? Oh, I was trying to make sure you were still here on the line. So it looks like, okay, just like on December 31st, you ordered a foot massager. Do you remember that? And you were only to pay the shipping and handling?
That's the only item I have ever ordered.
Yes, ma'am. And
I got it.
Yes, ma'am. And that campaign you ordered it from, did you read their terms and conditions, ma'am?
There wasn't any.
Ma'am?
Not that was visible, that's for sure.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I understand. So it looks like that campaign, they entered you into an online gadget store. And with that membership, you get a $125 gift card each.
If they take me to an online store, I have received no further shipments.
Yes, no, ma'am. It's not for that foot massager. It's, you should have got an email about it,
yeah.
About the online gadget store. And you said you didn't receive that email?
No.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay. What would you like for me to do with this account for you, ma'am?
I'd like for you to take this $29.99 off and stop billing me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me get this account canceled for you. Okay, ma'am. I got that account canceled for you. Are you ready? Do you want that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It is C, as in Charlie, 258-828-112.
Okay, let me read that back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Charles, 2588281112.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I won't hear any more.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, when will this transfer show up, the cancellation on my account?
Ma'am?
Okay.
What did you say, ma'am?
When will I see the cancellation of the $29.99?
One second.
How long is it going to take them to process it through?
Oh, you wanted a refund, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. So it looks like, because they did state this in their terms and conditions, I can offer you a 35% discount. Well, percent of that refund to get your money back.
I want the $29.99 back, period.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do understand your frustration. So as a courtesy, I can add my family and friends discount and you can receive, there'll be 50% of that back, but they did state all this in their terms and conditions.
No, I want the full amount back.
Yes, ma'am, I completely understand you, but they did state this in their terms and conditions and you did receive the item.
I received the original thing I ordered. I didn't order anything else.
Yes, ma'am.
Reversed.
The email, you should have gotten an email about this.
I didn't get any kind of an email.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me see what my supervisor says. See what I can do for you. Give me one second. Okay, ma'am, are you still here?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I was just informed I can only give you the most I can do is the 50%, ma'am.
Okay. Goodbye.
Ma'am?
Yes.